Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I'll leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Jalito, Oseo, this is L. Ross Smith. Hey, I'm your host, and tonight, July 24, 2017, we're going to deal with the meaning of Indian and how is it applied to indigenous people, okay, worldwide. So that's going to be real interesting because, you know, this is a topic, you know, that I see a lot, you know, I hear it all the time, like, Columbus lost and he thought he was in India, so he called the Americans Indians. Well, I'm going to break all that down, you know, and destroy the myth and all the lies around that whole thing. But before I begin, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank the podcasters before me for allowing me to use this platform to give out the information to my people and to the world so that it is needed. Okay. Without further ado, let's get it. Now, in reference, you know, I have a couple of books that I'm going to refer to y'all, so that way you can kind of just follow along as pertaining to India and how it applies to indigenous people, including the indigenous people of America. Okay. Now let's begin. First, I'm going to give you, you know, just a sort of an etymological breakdown of what Indian means. So, you know, you can kind of get a better idea because on my show, we always deal with etymology because we know the importance and the significance of words, right? We know that words are power and they cast spells. That's why it's called spelling, right? That's why it's called spelling, right? So, you know, the etymology of Indian. As always, if you want to find the root and the true meaning of a word, you want to go, like I said, to the root of the word, and specifically, or you can also look at the prefix and the suffix of a word, and that will also tell you its origin. So specifically, Indian, okay, the prefix or root of Indian is Indi, Indi, I-N-D-I, also known as E-N-D-I, okay, or H-I-N, okay, D-I, and that root, Indi, or Hindi, actually means a dark color or a dark complexion. Let's go to the etymology online dictionary. Let's see what it says under Indian. Under Indian, we find it says it is originated somewhere around 1300 BC. 1300 BC. Okay. And it was applied to the inhabitants of the Philippines and Australia, as well as New Zealand and other indigenous tribes. Okay. According to Etymology Online. So we find that not only was Indian a designation that applied to not only the people who are native to America, but also to New Zealand, to Australia, to the Philippines, and to many parts of Asia. So think about that for a moment. If Columbus was lost and he thought he was in Asia, so he called the indigenous people Indians, did Columbus discover Australia too? Because when you do the research, you see, go back to 1700s, when, before the arrival of the European, you know what I'm saying? Even before the famous Captain Cook came to Australia, you'll find that the indigenous people were called Indians in Australia. And now before I continue, I'm going to read from a book so you can stay along with me, okay? And the book I'm going to read from is actually a collection of papers that are called The Discovery of Australia, a critical documentary and historic investigation concerning the priority of discovery in Australia by Europeans before the arrival of James Cook in the year 1770. Okay? And if you will, again, you want to look up this book, called The Discovery of Australia by George Collingridge. George Collingridge, okay? The Discovery of Australia. And the reason I'm referring to this book is because I'm about to read a section out of it that I found quite interesting. It says, our men on their return saw some Indians. Remember, this is in Australia. Our men on their return saw some Indians gathering shellfish on the seashore. For the natives of all unknown countries are commonly called Indians. I'm going to read that again. For the natives of all unknown countries are commonly called Indians. So So remember I asked, did Columbus discover Australia too? I think not, okay? So you gotta understand it's something a little bit deeper and bigger than what they're saying that Columbus was lost. When you look in Columbus's, his name, his real name is actually Cristobal Colon, just to stay on the record, you know. And then his Europeanized, Christianized name, you know, they give to us in a book is Christopher Columbus. But his real name is Cristobal Colon, okay? Christopher Columbus never existed. Okay, I just wanted to throw that in there. And to continue, when you look into Cristobal's letters, you'll find that written in his letters, he said that he was in search of Jerusalem, okay, which is a code name for South America, for those in the know, okay. And he said he must go back to Jerusalem, meaning that he already knew where America was, South America specifically, as well as her islands, okay, which is where he landed. And to continue on reading from another book I have that's in reference to Indians, India, we're going to continue on. It says, the word India is defined as an amorphous entity, a geographical abstraction, and a storehouse of dreams, dreams of untold wealth, of precious metals, rare woods, of spices, fantasies regarding places, people with mythical men and animals and monsters, dreams of abundance and fulfilled desires for a penniless and repressed Europe inhibitions, and dreams that will fire the enthusiasm of explorers such as Vasco da Gama and Columbus to sail over unknown seas in search of India, and at each port of all calls leave a legacy of their misunderstanding by labeling the inhabitants of the people they came across as Indians. Okay, so this is some of that article, you know, real simply put. India is actually a code name for the indigenous people globally, okay? Because again, when you deal with a root of words and you know the etymology, Indi is found in indigenous. Indi is found in indigo. That's a dark color. Ink, right? Indigene. They all mean a dark skin or a dark complexion will have all over the world, okay? A dark complexion or a dark phenotype. So that's why we can also even go to the Philippines, okay? And we can find that during their position, we find that the Spaniards called the inhabitants of the Philippines Indios or Indians because these were not Chinos or Chinese. So here's another indigenous people around the world called Indians. So overstaying Indians is basically a general term denoting indigenous people. All right, what Indian means, okay? Because even when you go back into time, you go back in history, and you look at the old maps, India is literally not there, okay? In many ancient maps, India is nowhere to be seen in reference to where it is today. Because when you go back in the maps, you find that India today was known by another name entirely different, okay? It was known as Hindustan or Bharat. So India, again, it's a general term designated for indigenous people worldwide. Okay. I hope I kind of made that simple to follow, you know, simple to digest. And again, I have the references. You want to go check it out. Some of the books I was reading from The Discovery of Australia, George Colin Bridge. All right. Also, another book I was reading from is titled The Bible in Asia. Okay. That's definitely the other book I was referring to, and how Indians are the indigenous people of Australia, as well as the Philippines and New Zealand, okay, including America. So The Bible in Asia, you want to check that book out. It's on page 2 of The Bible in Asia, where it says that the natives of all unknown countries are commonly called Indians. And the other book is The Discovery of Australia, a critical documentary and historic investigation concerning the priority of discovery in Australia by Europeans before the arrival of Lieutenant James Cook. Okay. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The lines are open. Call in number is 713-955-0439. Call in number is 713-955-0439. See, we got one caller. Last 4 digits ending in 9183. Do you have a question or comment?
Islamism.
Islam.
I'm just recently awakening, and a lot of this is a hefty load, but it makes life a little bit more interesting. I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks for tuning in, man.
Thank
you. Just another perspective.
Sure. Islam.
All right.
I have a question.
I'll go ahead.
So, you were saying that, you know, in some of the ancient maps, India is not there. My question was, do you think that they reconstructed a phony map to make us blind to the fact that we're already been everywhere?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, they pretty much did exactly what you said. They reconstructed, and there was a lot of historical revisionism going on where they, like you said, they switch the whole maps around, the whole geography around. Africa wasn't even Africa. Africa was known as Ethiopia, also known as, it was known as Asia Minor. Europe was Albania, okay, so, or Albany. Like, a lot of geography was misconstrued purposely, so they can confuse the indigenous people, so they can kind of keep them in that whole mindset that they're just from one landmass,
mm-hmm.
intercontinental. And
right.
Yeah. I wish I could show y'all the map that I have that's just showing, you know, even the shape, like the on the geography map, the shape is not even how they show it on the map. The sizes of the continents have been distorted because there's different kinds of maps they show you based on a different guy, okay, map maker, okay? And where the sizes of the continents have been either made smaller or blew up larger, depending on, you know, what map maker. And they're basically all, you know, inaccurate, really. So it's a lot of decisions. You know.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Got about 5 minutes remaining to the show. And again, we were just discussing the meaning of Indian and how it applies to indigenous people. Like I said, it is not a nationality, it's not a identity, but it is, you know, a definition that's most definitely more exact than Black, African American, Negro, or colored, because it'll tie you a little bit more closer onto the land, because, you know, it's talking about the indigenous people, which are protected under rights. They are protected under treaties. You know, they're protected by laws, okay? Even in United States law, as well as, you know, the whole UN, which is the same thing. It's a big umbrella. And in reference to that, I would definitely recommend y'all to go check out the UN Universal Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Okay, that's a great document you should read, because as an indigenous person, you have unalienable rights that cannot be, you know, taken away, even though no right can be taken away. Unless you give them consent or you waive that right, you know what I'm saying? Either by contract, you know, which is mainly what it is, or acquiescence, okay, which is compliance. But that's a whole nother show I want to deal with. But a minute left in the show, I'd like to thank everyone again for tuning in. Have any more questions, feel free to call in, you know what I'm saying? Try to get your 2 cents in right now. And the number to call in is 713-955-0439. Again, the number to call in is 713-955-0439. And yeah, and the caller calling from 9183, you know, if you want to say anything more, you know what I'm saying, the floor is open.
I could say something.
If you wanted to add anything.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you can hear me?
Oh, yeah. I'm saying, you know, you had anything else to add before the show ended?
I'm trying to absorb as much as I can, because I'm the only one that's awake on my side. I feel as though, besides talking to people through brothers and sisters through Instagram, and now calling in and talking to you on the phone.
Right.
Yeah. Just trying to keep it together.
Oh, and absolutely, it's like, man.
It's really serious. Now, I feel like an endangered species, but my auntie just went. Like, I'm very rare now.
I feel you, bro.
But Noble Drew Ali said, "Study, study, study." Once you finish studying, study your. He said, "If you have nothing else to study, study yourself." And
yes, sir. The wisdom.
Yeah, I'm putting those to use. on my days off, trying to keep the energy up there.
Oh, yeah.
What are you into besides, like, for your indigenous background? Like, what is your calling? Is that, like, the question I asked for you?
Oh, yeah. My calling is basically tied into, you know, the whole identity, you know, just trying to reclaim our identity and actually, you know, just trying to raise the consciousness so we can actually identify with our true selves. But my calling mainly is dealing with nature, because I garden, I'm a beekeeper, you know, I'm a certified PV soap installer. So, like, anything dealing with nature, my calling is to grow plants, you know, to grow food, take care of the earth, you know, just be a representative of Mother Nature. That's my calling.
Word. Very interesting. As for me, I don't know. Not like you asked or anything, not saying it is interesting, but how many minutes do we have so far?
Oh, man, we're in overtime, so you can go ahead, man. Got about 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I want to surround my life around things that give me enjoyment but do not really destroy the world. Majority
right.
of those, not necessarily. And, like, if I could think of the most funnest thing to do is actually doing things that are very productive. I like putting metals together. I like putting projects together. I like seeing things come into fruition just by pure imagination.
Right.
I enjoy people's presence, the smiles, the faces that earn people's language.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, but, you know, just I enjoy a lot of things. I'm trying to tell my soul. I need a rainbow array of, like, lights in my life. I feel as though I deserve it because that's what I'm working on. I want to
right.
play my life fucking affronting.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Sure, man.
I'm guessing through the law and learning through all this in general, it grants you that because it actually opens your pineal gland. And once you open that, I feel as though that a lot of weight is lifted off your shoulders. You're not necessarily scared of the jump.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
you're
true.
Like, you're just like, word. It's kind of weird. Let me take a day off and then come back to it. You know, like ease myself in.
Yeah.
Martial arts is pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a blue belt in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm an orange belt in Taekwondo, so
where
I reached the level. Yeah.
Nice. I wanted to do Taekwondo. I think I'll probably catch it.
Yeah.
I also do, I did kickboxing for, like, 5 months straight. Well, you could say a year. Kickboxing in Muay Thai. And I was doing, like, mixed martial arts, like MMA. So it was just, I tried to keep them in. You know, you get strong mind, good strong body.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. It goes hand in hand, you know.
It does. It goes actually wonderfully hand in hand. And then if you know how to dance, there's always something else that puts a cream on the. They say the smartest people dance. And I was like,
yeah.
Wow, that's pretty nice. I was like, a lot of people that actually, yeah, I think they have fun.
Right.
Fun. Frequency. Everybody understands frequency.
Yeah.
What do you think about Creo or like Pope Francis's the debunking the corporations and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, you know, it's all coming to light. You know, they say it's the age of Aquarius. You know, when that's the consciousness where it's raising. So everything that was done in the dark is coming out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can kind of see lies and exposing. So, yeah, definitely it's a fact, you know. It's the corporation finally being, you know, exposed. And a lot of people are actually, you know, finding ways to actually, you know, look at the system, see how the system was built and actually how it operates. So it's going to, a lot of people are coming out the system. So soon it's going to break down. Corporation will be worthless soon, pretty much, because a lot of people are waking up, like I keep saying, slowly
yeah.
but surely, you know.
Not so much. I can't really say because some people are very quiet, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just, my sign is like Taurinian, so I get to the point where I get pushed in the corner. I don't really want to get pushed in the corner anymore. So be like, you know what, let's just learn what we can. If something happens, you know, something happens. But if anything, we never put ourselves in a situation we could not handle, so.
True.
Yeah. Not saying things for every situation, but, you know, as much as we don't have to do as much, it's the greatest outcome.
Oh, yeah.
Use your mind, not your hands. Other than that, I feel as though that I don't know where my studies, I'm basically everywhere right now. I'm on the Clearfield doctor. I'm learning it. I'm picking some cues on that. Is it okay we share information on here, or is that even like?
It would kind of be better, you know, offline.
Yeah, no. I was just asking. I didn't really want to be friends to do that.
I can get your number and. You know, we could do it there.
I'd rather come and, I don't know if you guys do this in, like, New York or anything like that. I'd rather just come and visit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is in Dallas.
Dallas? Yeah. Wow, that's real fast. You do it from all the way over there? Good. I salute you. I salute you. Anything like that, like for beginners to understand that not what not to focus on or just go with the study, like, because I get so much fluff of like people. I'll start following a bunch of people and then it'd be something different and jumping on to. Different subjects of the more history and stuff like that, because certain people are focused on certain aspects, but they seem to come.
I know what you're trying to say, man.
What do you advise? Like, what should we focus on?
You want to focus on just anything based around, you know, your identity and, you know, just getting back to our true nature, like anything that ties or deal with going back to our true nature, like any identity, spirituality, law, you know, that's like three basic focus points. So law, identity, you know, it's all tied together. But like you said, I was definitely focused on law for number one, because that encompasses like a lot, like natural law, spirituality law, you know, universal law. So it's a lot, encompasses, you know, law and identity and spirituality.
And etymology. That's something I want to destroy. I just want to.
Yeah. Etymology.
Etymology.
That's what I want. No, I want to get better at reading that. But I do good enough because I don't talk to as much people. I don't know. When you
right.
get, yeah. Other than that. And then we get to dress like the costume. I say costumes. I say I get to dress according to how I felt like I would have dressed if I was in a tribe. So I guess I'll make my own dress for my tribe, I guess. But not like a dress, but something to wear, I guess.
Because yeah, man, that'll definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I like the speech for you know, calling in. I got like a few minutes left in this overtime. They have like a time limit on here, so.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm not going crazy. It's cool. I was just trying to flip space and ask some questions and trying to.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I don't know if I love it yet, but it's very to wake up to want to do. You have to be on point with things like this. And if you don't want to be on point, then don't bother. This is what makes you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and say, I'm actually doing something that's benefiting my life and my kids and my future kids, family.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is, if I have to learn this, I'll go through hell in a basket to get to this. I did.
Same here, you know.
Yeah.
While I'm trying to get this law down, you know, dealing with the states, state law, trust law.
The funny thing, too, right? For me, I've been a good person for like enjoying my life, and then to notice every moment, I've always got downsides of plate or anything like that with every moment to keep me away from this.
Yeah, can you believe it?
It's disgusting to me how it is like that. It's not something that no human being should be going through. And then when they figure it out, it's a decision between like what goes around comes around, or is it just like you just shake your head and just keep walking and move and keep moving and moving, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's both.
Mind plays you a lot, man. But you gotta be strong and then choose your path. The right one will be the one that you actually wanna paint yourself. But other than that, nice talking to you. Are you gonna be here next Monday?
Yeah, man, I'm actually on here daily or nightly.